Brad Rabbit Hole. This is a different type of interview. I got my buddy Jacob Strauss on with me. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe. We're doing Skype right now because Jake's in Illinois, right? Illinois?
Yeah.
Illinois, and I'm in Oklahoma, so it's kind of a different vibe. This will go up on YouTube. You'll be able to follow it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and a few others that if you have, just let me know and I can give you the links, or you can search it for under the Rabid Rabbit Hole Podcast. Be sure to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at The Bake Is Here. You can check out some of my photography on Instagram. That's what is mainly posted there. Twitter, follow all the nonsense. It's the Wild West. Jake, thanks for coming on. A lot going on. Life is changing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're on to the second week of basically quarantine and basically life as I knew it over, because there's no sports, and I'll always mention sports. But yeah, go ahead, let people know who you are, what you do, kind of, and yeah.
I'm Jacob Strauss. Me and Chris met when we were in the Navy. I'm a Navy vet, Master Sergeant vet for 6 years. Now I'm just a college student, man. Just going to school, got out, but a couple years back. Yeah, we got out about the same time, man. Just living that life, man. So that's about it for me.
Yeah, so so you live in southwestish Illinois?
Yeah, so I live in southern Illinois. I live so I'm a border city close to St. Louis. So, okay. Like, I live on the Illinois side of St. Louis, if that makes sense. So,
It's
like, people around here are like, yeah, we're just from St. Louis. Like, it's just easiest. Like, but it's weird where in Illinois, we still go off of all of Chicago's basic stuff. So that affects us. Chicago affects us way more than St. Louis affects us. So,
Okay. So how has things changed in Illinois? Like, are people like panicking over what's going on? Is it kind of
100%
day operations as normal or what?
Yeah. So I work at Target like part time, and that's a big notice. I've noticed like people are panic buying, panic shopping, just getting way too much stuff. And I know like it started in Illinois. It was a little like, we're just doing this to do this. It didn't seem like real. And then just like a day or two later, they're like, hey, 5 o'clock curfew. Don't leave your house unless you need to leave your house. Like, I had to get a letter from my work. So I don't have cable, man. So I don't watch the news.
So did you just see that like in an article, or?
It was like while I was going to work, people were talking about it. And then I guess the work has news on in the break room and stuff.
Yeah,
but I get a lot of my news online, unfortunately.
I mean, that's basically where you got to get it, but you got to be careful on where you get it from, you know, do your due diligence.
I did watch the news one day, and it kind of freaked me out a little bit. Like, it was...
But when you said that, you're like, I watched the news one day.
I went to help my grandma. Yeah, I went to take my grandma to the store to get her, like, stuff. Yeah. And, I watched the news at her place, and I was like, I get it. I get why people are freaking out.
I was talking to some people yesterday about the news, and it's like, I've been watching the news every day for the past probably like 10 to 12 days, maybe 2 weeks
total.
Like every day I have the news on, and I'm flipping back and forth between NBC, ABC, Fox, CNN, and I'm just flipping back and
getting
forth.
Getting all of it.
Yeah, just because like, I know they're all biased, so it's like, I just want to get a little bit of each, you know? But I also like surf fucking Twitter, like no tomorrow. And I get a lot of stuff from AP News. What's that? Yeah.
I don't have a Twitter.
You got to get on that. That shit.
Dude, I never got behind it. I feel like I'm too far behind the curve.
There's really good information on there, but it's also fun as fuck.
Okay.
Like, it's the wild west. Like, there's still parts that are the Wild West, but it's also like pretty legit.
Okay.
You know? Okay. Like, you were saying, like, the stores. So, are you guys, like, well-stocked? Are you guys getting shipments in on, like, still regularly? Or what's the deal with that?
We're still getting shipments every day now. They cut it back to, like, one every day or something. But now we're still getting them every day. But people are waiting outside. Like, so when the truck comes in, we pull the essentials off that people are wanting. And we take them right out to the floor. And then people are like, and that's something to get. And they come in, they grab that, and they don't even talk anymore. They just come in,
use self, like get in, get out.
Use the self checkout, and they're out. So,
yeah, I always use self checkout. I can't remember the last time I, well, unless I go to like Sprouts, but they don't have checkout. But if I'm at Target, I'm always using self checkout. I don't ever go through the fucking.
I work there. And I don't.
I mean, I can do it quicker than anyone else can.
Oh yeah.
So what do you think of it? Dude, actually, I wanted to mention, I just remembered this. I talked to, I got a buddy that lives in Colombia, like the country, and he was telling me about how they're basically on full quarantine. You can't leave your house unless it's a medical emergency or one person can leave your household to go get food from a grocery store because grocery stores are open and restaurants that do takeout or delivery. And he was telling me that they also have something similar to DoorDash or Postmates. They have something called like Liberty or something.
I got you.
It actually is great. I have the news on and it's on Liberty Bibbity.
Oh, God.
But they're on full quarantine until April 13th.
Whoa, like, that's no like a month.
Yeah,
that's like a whole month, man. That's wild.
It's basically 3 weeks because it's, what, March 22nd? And
It's 23rd today. Yeah.
23rd?
Yeah.
Damn, I was so close.
So that's something I noticed too. I can't remember what day it is. Like with this.
Yeah, dude. So the days are blending in.
Yeah, it's very strange.
The only thing I've had to look forward to was last night was Westworld, which do you watch that show?
No, I don't.
Bro, you got to hop on that shit.
What's it on? So, it's on Netflix too. I'll have to get the HBO thing on Hulu.
Yeah, just get the free. Do you have HBO?
No.
Free trial.
Dude, no, I don't have cable, man.
No, yeah. HBO, just get a free trial on the, like, stream it.
Oh, I got you. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just get a free trial. You're already quarantined for a month.
That's true.
So I haven't had, there's no sports, so we don't have anything to look forward to. Nothing.
Yeah.
Wake up. It's basically you wake up, you just waste time, like, let the time go by, and then you go back to sleep.
Sure.
We're like dogs.
Yeah.
Pets. We're like pets.
We're just waiting to go outside. Like, that's it.
Like, a dog? Exactly. A dog at home waits for you to feed it, take it out to go.
That's it. Around,
come back in, take a couple naps, and then go to bed at night.
That's what we're doing right now. Yeah.
The whole society, we're doing that. That's crazy.
Well, now I feel bad for dogs. Like,
I mean, they do have the best life. Like, they could be out there.
That's true.
Just for sure. Houses and love and.
Yeah.
Food all the time. Like, obviously, if you're a good dog.
But still, man, yeah. The people shouldn't be feeling like this shit. Like, it's not.
So what are your thoughts on this? Like, how long? Like, obviously, I take a lot of what the professionals say, the doctors.
Dr.
Fauci, he's the top guy.
Man.
I take consideration what these guys say because it's like they are the ones leading the crisis, you know?
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts on this? I mean, what are your gut feeling? Do you think this is going to last? Do you think it's going to...
So, I'm still going to work, like, every day. So, I'm not, like, quarantined very much. I'm going right to a store that the general public comes in and touches everything and then leaves. So, it's, like, it's kind of weird, but I've noticed, like, being at work, that at first I was like, oh, this is just nothing. Like, this is just something silly. And then, like, now that they put this curfew up and people are actually doing it, then I'm like, okay, maybe, like, some real, like, okay. Like, it got real, real quick.
Yeah. I could see how, like, because if you're working every day, I could see how you would notice that change. You know, I went to the shop or the store, like, let's say on last Thursday or Wednesday, and the spaghetti was gone, peanut butter was gone. Mostly the bread was gone, soups and stuff, canned stuff was gone. And then I went in there like yesterday and like all that was still gone, but all the bread was gone.
Everything was gone.
All the meats were gone. All the frozen stuff was gone. Like frozen meals, pizza.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing that was left was ice cream. Like that's to get a bunch of peanut butter ice cream and just freaking stock up, dude.
Yeah. That's what I've noticed too. It started with cars driving to work. I was like, there's a lot of cars in the driveways. And I was like, there's not very many on the roads. And then I drove home from work the other night and I take like a main highway.
Oh, my thing.
What's up? Oh, no. It looks fine though, man.
Yeah, it's all good.
Then I noticed the cars. There weren't very many cars on the road. And then I came home the other night. The highway was just dead empty. And it was like 9:30. And it's a major highway. So I was like, all right, like people are taking this super serious, which is
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. That is good. I mean, obviously it was just spring break, and for some people they might still have spring break.
They're still partying, man.
Well, other than the fact that a lot of schools have completely stopped the semester, like so I don't know if we want to say people are on spring break or it's just like everyone's just home. Like people are just
They like extended my spring break. And then during spring break is when it happened. So then they were like, all right, we're not coming back to school for a couple weeks, and then they changed it to we're not coming back to school the rest of the semester.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So for us it was the last week before spring break, Wednesday. It was a Wednesday when the March Madness said that, or the NCAA tournament said it was going to go on without fans. And then the night was when the NBA had that scare with Rudy Gobert. It was here in Oklahoma City. Thursday morning was when they, I think it was Thursday morning or even Wednesday night, they completely suspended the NBA season. They were the first
to suspend. Yeah.
And then, so Thursday, we got, I think it was Thursday, we got an email, like, after class, I think, when I got done with class. It was like, oh, we're going to have an extended spring break.
Yeah.
You know? And then, literally, like, the day after or 2 days later, if I remember correctly, they just said, like, we're going to go online for 2 more weeks after that. So, an extended spring, 2 weeks spring break, and then 2 weeks online.
Online. Yeah, that's what... Just
recently, 2 days ago, I think it was, maybe 3 days ago. I don't know. In the past couple days, they sent out an email saying, like, the rest of the semester's online.
Just all online now.
Yeah. So, like, it went within a week, it went from extra spring break to extra spring break and online.
For 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. And then just straight canceled.
You're just online student now.
And what do you think about that as, like, using the GI Bill? You're using the GI Bill, right? Chapter
23. I'm using my GI Bill.
Like, what do you think about that in terms of, you know, like, and this is actually for regular students just going GI Bill. Like, if you didn't sign up for online, completely online, I mean, I don't agree with it.
I don't agree with it either.
I don't know what they can do, but, like, I signed up for, like, the reason I'm not doing it online because I signed up to be in class.
Yeah, if I wanted to be online, I would have signed up for online. But I get why they're doing it, because they don't know what to do. I think it hits schools so hard right off the bat, because they're like, we have to move people out of the dorms. And then do you refund these students money? Like, do you have to give them their money back?
Well, I mean, they paid to live there until May.
Yeah, I know. But are they going to? Because they're going to take a huge loss. You know that? Like, colleges are going to take huge money losses for this.
Well, I mean, that's just everyone. That's just the economy in general.
Yeah.
And college is already so expensive that, like, dude, they could afford it. Like, what is it so expensive for? I mean, pay like $100 a fucking year to park in the parking lot that I pay to go. Like, if I can't park there, what are you talking about?
That's what I pay to park, too.
And if you're going to make you should have numbers, so each parking spot should be numbered.
You have an assigned spot.
No, not even assigned spot. But you give out the same number of parking spots.
Gotcha.
Maybe 1.5, because not everyone's there at the same time. But like, not everyone can get a fucking parking spot. And so if you're paying for a parking ticket or a parking pass, and you park, what's the point? Where's that money going?
You know? I don't know, man. They funnel it back in for something that we don't.
It was different, but that's just my point of view. I didn't even buy. I mean, I walked to school. I lived pretty close, but it's not. That's not the point, you know.
We pay to park at my school too, but it's like $80 a semester, and it's not close to the school. It's a good 10-minute walk, and you're like, "What the hell? What am I doing?"
Sometimes you have to park like, not even on a designated
campus. Yeah, you just park wherever you can find a spot. Yeah,
it's insane. But so what are your thoughts on? Yeah, so like, are you a you obviously didn't sign up for online classes. Like, what do you think some alternatives are? I know you said something like refund, but like, do you think they should just be giving out A's, or like, do we get a semester back, or like, what's
I have a feeling it's us. Yeah. I have a feeling they're going to have a hard time failing a bunch of students.
Because there's feel some classes that can't go online.
Yeah.
There's some people that can't do online work. And you have to have everyone have a fair opportunity. Just because one person in the class has access to online doesn't mean everyone else does. And you can't give them an assignment if they don't have. Like, it has to be fair across the board.
Yeah, for sure.
If they don't have to do the work because they don't have internet, like, why am I? I'm being penalized for having access.
For having access, yeah. So
everything is a fair class.
All my teachers have been super cool about everything.
Like, by the way, online are
very cool. Like, they reach out. Like, my one teacher was like, hey, you forgot to turn something in. Like, I was like, all right, cool. Like, thanks for letting me know. I sent it right away. I had it done. You know what I mean? So I was that's kind of cool. I feel like they're going to be pretty on board with helping people out. But it's still like, if you didn't sign up for online and you're expected to now go online, are you going to be penalized? Are they going to give you like a waiver for this semester? Do you know what I mean? Because if you fail these classes, it's going to affect your GPA.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if it's like, hey, I don't like that. I don't do online classes because I don't do good in them. It's like, you know, exactly what you're saying. Like, is that going to, how can you get a waiver for that GPA or that grade that you received? Because it's like, hey, like, that's not what I signed up for.
It wasn't what
it's like signing up so to be a deep water diver and you're like, I've never swam before in my life. It's possible. You're not going to be pretty successful.
You have to teach me how to swim before I can dive. Like, exactly. Yeah, you can't. So
it's the same idea. So what are your thoughts on like businesses? I mean, do you see an effect on your small businesses in town?
So I kind of live in a town with no grocery store. Like I don't really have, it's not really a small business kind of place. It's a truck stop kind of area. There's a bunch of truck stops, like fast food restaurants. So everything's still completely open other than like, you can't go inside.
Okay.
It's all drive through. They're keeping all the drive-thrus and stuff open. So I don't really know much about like small town, like small business side of it.
Okay. You keep your eye on the market, dude. I see it right now. It's 18,900. The Dow is down 1.4%. So that's not that great.
I don't watch it terribly much. I watch it.
Since I've been watching the news nonstop and
it's just something that I don't worry about. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not
worried about it. I worry about it all because I see it all every day.
I know it affects us in hindsight. Like, oh, this is how much we make based off of that.
Well, dude, they're also like the money this is going to cost us. Like, I mean, we're already $22 trillion in debt. Like, this is.
Yeah. That's an unimaginable number. Like, it's a real number. It's not real.
Who are we?
It's my thing is they're just, I think after this is all done, the American dollar is going to be worthless.
Oh, that's, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't even know how to comment because I don't even know how to assess the American dollar. I don't even know what that means. Like, I know so what it means, but like,
I live somewhere that there was,
it's hard to rationalize, you know, because you could compare it to gold. But we're not on the gold standard.
So, like, I lived when I was in the Navy. I lived in Bahrain, and they have the dinar, which fluctuates. I think it's like one U.S. dollar equals 2.5 dinar.
Yeah.
So, but some days it would be 2.5, and some days it would be 2.2. So it was weird to watch an actual. So I wonder if that'll happen with our money.
Well, I mean, that is happening with our money. We just used the dollar as the.
I got you, but will that mean that I mean, like, are they going to raise the prices of things after this is all over?
We don't, we don't even know when this will be over. So, what's going to happen when it's over?
Have you read anything about that? About how long?
Well, Cuomo tried saying in a press conference. I'm not tried saying he did say something along the lines of, and I'm paraphrasing. It could last. It could have an impact from 4 to 6 months or 4 to 8 months, I think it was. And so 4, 6 to 8 months. So I don't know, like, if it has an impact within, or if it's over or the curve flattens in 4 months, that's a different outcome than if it flattens in 6 months. You know,
I got you.
That's
for sure. One
that could happen.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just hard to say. I don't know. I don't really know.
Yeah.
What are your ideas on? Do you have any conspiracies for me? You want to throw out
conspiracies? Oh man, I don't know. I'm trying to think. No, man. About this?
Listen to the last episode or the episode before that?
I listened to the last episode, I think.
So, Jake mentioned a little bit, but in the episode before that one, so two episodes before this one. Jake mentioned how one industry that is not doing too bad or shouldn't be too scared or worried or something, I can't remember exactly how he put it, was the marijuana industry. Because think about it. All these people got like these light setups, growing setups. They learned how to grow plant, you know, stuff. But, like, if this gets to a point where we need to grow stuff, a lot of people can grow. Like, think of the dispensaries as if they were like Ford and, you know, Ford and GM, they're now making ventilators.
They open their plants up and make
industry as like food processing, like growing plants, like tomatoes and whatever, you know? That's a perfect way to look at it.
Down here where I live, there's a lot of farmland, like a lot of cornfields. The farmers are still working. Everyone is still working. Like, we're not going to run out of food.
I mean, they can't stop feeding their animals.
No, I'm talking like they're still working their fields as if they're going to do full crop supplies for the year. Do you know what I mean? Well, I know, but we're not going to run out of food. That's something that
either, but like if people are stockpiling and then not eating it, which people are already wasteful,
it's gonna go back. 100%.
But if people are doing that, then it's like it's not going into other people's tables
and
you know, houses to feed their families. So I mean, in a way it could, but I don't know. I kind of had to stockpile a little bit. Like, I bought some extra meats, like chicken and stuff to freeze. Well, I kind of had to because no one has anything, so it's
And it's like, you don't want to stockpile, but you want to make sure you have enough for yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I had to grab. I grabbed a couple extra gallons of milk and eggs because it's like, I see that there's like not much left.
So I'm grabbing what I can.
Fucking not have any. You know, but so at least I got some for a week and a half.
My hope is that a lot of people are going to get their panic buying out of the way. And then the people that didn't really stock up, everyone's still resupplying. So then they'll get out and they'll get their stuff. And then everyone, you know what I mean? The panic buyers aren't going to go back out. They're going to be like, we got all this stuff stuck now.
So what do you think this has a change? How do you think this impacts our society as like going forward when this is done? What do you think it will change about what we do in daily life? Like, how do you think it will change if like something that interaction or personal choices? Like, how do you think this change is going?
I think this is going to show. I think this is going to show a lot of people that the government can do a lot more for them than they are. They're already coming out and trying to give people more money. They're figuring out how to, like, Target gave us a $2 raise for the next 60 days. They were supposed to do it at the end. They were supposed to do it at the end of the year, for like good. And instead, they're going to. It's basically an incentive to keep coming to work.
Yeah,
which is cool. Which is nice. But they could have been doing this whole time. So it's like, it's going to show people like, all right, like maybe the government and the Congress and everyone can do more for us than they have been.
Yeah, I think that's always a statement. I think that's a statement you can make throughout time at like.
This time it just shows, though. It's like, proof. There's actual proof.
The government could have done more. The government could have done more. But it's one of those things where like one side doesn't want to allow certain things and the other doesn't want to allow certain things. So they won't come together. I think they didn't approve the vote yesterday. They voted again on it today. I don't know the outcome, but they're not coming together. There's always a fight between something and they just can't put. And I saw someone, I can't remember who it was. It was some, I don't know, but, because I don't want to get the name wrong. They said along the lines of if Congress can't pass a vote within today, they should all give up their salaries for the year. This is important. And if you can't come together, you're all gonna get penalized because they don't need the money.
They don't need it. They're set. They don't give a shit.
They really don't.
They're trying to get their views out at this point.
Exactly. They just want to get their agendas pushed and whatever and wrong. And I'm saying that for both sides. Like, both sides need to shut, like, figure it out. That's the only thing you are in power for.
Well, that's what they're there for. Yeah, that's their job.
Joe Biden said that, like, when he got in that argument with that union worker, did you see that video that went viral?
No, I didn't.
He got into an argument with a union worker about the Second Amendment and whatever.
Yeah.
The guy said, "You work for me," to Joe Biden. "You work for me." And he said, "No, I don't," basically.
Yeah.
Joe Biden basically said, and that is so wrong because, yeah, you do.
Yeah,
the
you
only
do.
Reason you are is because, well, the only reason you should be in power is because people voted you in.
Yeah.
You work for the people that voted you in. And guess what? Your fucking salary is paid by the taxpayers.
Paid by our taxes,
So, yeah, you do work for us. Work. Like, what are you talking about? You are, I mean, that is just an insane thing to say when you are in that power. You're running for president and you're saying, I don't work for the people.
Like, don't work for the people. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense, man.
That's the exact definition of it.
That's your whole job, is to work for the people.
It's crazy. So I mean, it's hard. Like, I try not to put political views out there because it's just like, I have views on many different things that go.
Yeah, that's what.
Very fluid. It's like
one. I'm a very non-political person.
Happens, something changes, and it's like, well, you know what? I see that point, or you know what? That point's actually wrong, or whatever the case may be. I'm very fluid with my political views, but I mean, it's just hard when these guys are saying that they don't work for us. Like, what are you talking about, dude?
Talking about, man? Like, that's
I mean, it's just crazy. Let's see. I'm trying to see Senate Bill 1. Yeah, I think they're voting soon, so they still haven't voted. They're in on the floor discussing it. But
I do a lot of – I like to read my news, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like, I enjoy getting online and looking up – what do you mean? Like, what – like
what sources?
I usually get them from, like, newspaper sources, like actual news articles.
I recommend the AP.
The AP, okay.
That's one of the main ones I use.
Yeah.
AP, NPR is pretty good. I mean, they're all going to have a bias. They all are. So I recommend getting them from all sources. So
all
you can
over.
See what the side's saying.
Well, yeah.
I do recommend the AP. AP is pretty good.
I'll have to check it out. I know a lot of the articles. I remember seeing it when they come up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's AP.
I follow the Wall Street Journal. I follow Washington Post.
I read a lot from the Wall Street Journal.
I follow all of those things on Twitter just to see what each of them, because they're all posting like fucking.
No, I definitely need to get a Twitter.
You should definitely make a Twitter. Yeah. I recommend it. I mean, what else are you doing? It's like.
That's true. I had a Twitter and I used it to like message like famous like artists. Like dude, Maynard Dave Keenan like favorited a tweet one time and I was like, oh my God, like this is crazy.
But isn't it crazy how, like, I mean, and I get it, it makes sense, but everything's shutting down. Like, concerts aren't happening. Sports
happening. There's some huge concerts. Rage Against the Machine, this is their, like, comeback tour. They were, like, canceled.
Tool
was going on tour. They just went on tour.
I was going to miss them. They were going to be here in Oklahoma City.
I had tickets. I had tickets for Rage. I had tickets for Tool. And now they're like, we don't know. We don't know when they're going.
That's crazy stuff. Fuck, what was I gonna say? There was one other thing. Ah, damn it. I don't know. What have you been up to these days? How's school? What do you go for? Blah blah blah.
Right now, school's going pretty good, man. I was going to like community college, kind of got out of that. I go to SIUE in Southern Illinois. Okay.
I just remembered what I was going to say, by the way, but I'll let you finish.
Yeah, no, hit it up, man. What's up?
All right. So what do you think about how we are reacting to all this as a society, like an American culture, to how some of the other countries are reacting? Because you've traveled a little bit, you know, you've been around to some places more so than a lot of people, I would say, probably more so than the average American.
Yeah.
Or at least around plus or minus average American, you know?
Yeah.
You've been around, you've traveled, I've traveled a little bit. What do you think about how Americans are reacting to compared to how some of the people around the world are reacting? So how, like, when I talked to my buddy in Colombia, he was telling me how at night people get out on their balconies and they're cheering, they're clapping.
That's what I've seen videos of.
thanking the medical workers and first responders and stuff, and they're singing along. I saw videos in Italy of people doing that where they're singing along. What do you think about that, and how we're all just like saying "fuck you, stay inside"?
Well, I think
I guess that's the American way, like "fuck you, stay inside." But
I just think a lot of people, like, I don't know what the major cities in America are doing, but like where I'm at, we don't see anybody driving around like that. You know what I mean? We're not on top of each other.
Yeah,
so
that's a good,
I get it.
We're kind of spread out.
They're more of a community in those big tall buildings with all the people in them. You know what I mean? So I get that. It is cool. The whole aspect that we have traveled gives us the opportunity to know people all over the world. So that's what's been cool, is to hit up my friends that are like in England, or I have a friend in Peru. So like England, they shut down pretty quick.
Really?
They were kind of like, hey, work from home. It was a lot more calm than this that's going on in America. Like
for us, it's a lot. One thing is, it's on every single news channel
all the time,
every single minute of every single day.
There, and that's why people freak out.
Of other news being talked about on any other news channel.
Yeah.
So, CNN, ABC, like none of these channels are talking about anything other than.
Yeah.
It anything they talk about has some sort of relation to.
Something to do with this coronavirus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's insane. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And
well, that's why
not that I've watched the news
out
for a long time, but I took a class this semester based on mass media effects on society. It's a great class. Taught by a great professor. He's awesome. Dr. David Nelson. Shout out. It's like, this is unlike anything a lot of people have seen before. It's in.
Yeah.
It's unprecedented almost.
It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild to watch unfold. Like,
it really is.
The news, I feel like the news is just trying to report what they can as soon as they know it. They're trying to be the first people to, like, hey, we found this new thing out. And then things get messed up and things get jumbled that way.
And you don't hit it. I've tried to do that where I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I want to let people know about this. And I'm like, oh, wait a second.
This is wrong. This is false.
And it wasn't accurate as I once thought, you know, and it happens. But I do try to do it beforehand. I do try to make all statements pretty accurate on.
And I think they don't care. They think they should care.
Twitter to fuck her out. So like I'm always sharing things that are jokes. So it's kind of hard to tell. I get it. But I mean, but that's just a society we live
in. I think people are just really afraid.
Yeah.
Because like you said, it's something that no one's seen before, really. No, and this kind of.
So many people have access to social media. So that means everyone's seeing it both on their TVs and on their phones. And people are talking about it more often because they're more connected. So everyone's talking to everyone about it. Like every conversation you have. It's going to get talked about.
It starts off with, what are you doing?
Hi, hello, goodbye. Like, if you go any longer than 10 seconds, you are probably going to mention what life is like.
What's going on? Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, I don't know. I was just going to say another thing and I forgot about it. Fuck. Come on, bring it back. I'm trying to think.
You're good, man.
So many different aspects to this, you know? Like, there's just so many ways you can look at it and talk about it.
Yeah.
Damn. Totally forgot. I'll probably remember after we hang up or something.
That's usually how it goes.
You got anything else you want to mention? Anything on your mind about this stuff?
Not really, man. I just wish people would calm down. That's my big thing. I've noticed, like, myself, I've been pretty calm with the whole ordeal. I don't know if I wasn't at first taking it super serious, or if I'm just kind of like, all right, this is just how we do this.
I think it's one of those things where you're aware of, you're calm, but you're ready.
Yeah, you know? Basically. I'm like, all right, I'm already ready for
this. You're not worried and panicking, but you're not relaxed and like complacent, I guess.
I'm you got my guard up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're aware of what's going on and you're aware of.
Just watching people out in public at the stores. It's just calm down.
Exactly. Calm down.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If dude, I was said it on the last episode. If everyone, so on like fucking Friday at noon Eastern, everyone in the country just rolls a joint.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, you know?
Yeah.
Just smoke a little. And I promise you, it'll change everyone's perspective on life. Yeah.
They'll be like, all right, I can calm down.
I'm talking from cops to criminals, everyone.
Everyone. Take just get everyone high. Yeah.
That would never happen. But I think it would honestly do wonders.
Just everyone could relax around each other and just kind of be like, all right, everything's fine.
This is going to change how
dogs kind
of. Oh, you're good. I think this is going to change how we do a lot of things, like workers or employers are going to really realizing that a lot of things can be done at home. A lot of things can be automated. A lot of things can be a surprise appearance by what's his name? What's your dog's name?
Oh, Rocky? That's my dog, yeah. Hey, bub, come here. Come here. See Chris.
Say hi to everyone. The whole.
Here's my buddy from home.
Oh. That's your quarantine partner?
Yeah, my quarantine partner. Awesome. He's just hanging out, man.
That's good. You got something, you know, because that's the other thing. Yeah. Like, you know, this is going to impact people with that have mental illness.
Depression is going to be on the rise for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Anxiety is going to be through the roof. Man. Oh, yeah. It's going to be.
That's what I'm saying. If everyone smoked a joint.
Yeah, they might be fine. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But smoking is not for everyone. Yeah, but yeah, I just wish everyone would relax as well. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's going to take time. We just got to do what we got to do, you know, quarantine for a little bit, stay away.
Yeah.
It's like, you just never know. You just never know.
That's true, man.
So, I just want to say to the listeners and viewers, thanks again. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe to the podcast on both YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcast, the whole nine yards. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Bake Is Here. On both Instagram and Twitter at The Bake Is Here. Jake, you got anything else?
No, man. That's about it.
All right. Well, we'll probably, you know, we got like 4 weeks of quarantine life. Together, so maybe something happens. We get some news and we have some more things out and talk again.
We'll keep in touch. It's cool that we're differently located. So we can talk to each other about how you're
something.
Yeah,
things might be changing there where they're not changing here, vice versa. Yep. But thanks for coming on. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
Stay safe. Bye.